It's a little ways back in the rearview mirror, but looking at back at the Raiders game and the fake punt, looking at how Jordan identified that, how proud are you of how you diagnosed that and making that form tackle
on
Marquette the way he did?
It was a great job by Jordan. We have what we call a Batum play there, and we show six box and our two safeties spy the backfield, and Jordan, he did exactly, and Jamal on the other side. Had it gone the other way, Jamal Carter would have been there to make the play, and those guys, I'm just proud of them, because they hung in there with patience, and they made a great play. It was an awesome job. And I have to say, I have the utmost respect for the Raiders special teams coach, Brad Seely. He's an awesome coach, and sometimes you get lucky and you dial one up that works, so.
How did you evaluate your kickers, punter and kicker, during the bye week?
So we do a lot of self-eval, Mike. We look at, obviously with Brandon, we look at where he is on field goal percentage, and he's not where he wants to be. He's not where he needs to be. He's not where we want him to be. He knows that. He's a great pro. He's been working double on fixing his tweaks there and making sure that he's right, and he's seeing the target, and he's following through, and he's had a really good past 2 weeks of practice. So, again, Brandon's a great pro, and he's gonna fix it, no question. And then with Riley, we look at the different type of punts that we've dialed up for him. A lot of it's on me, because I've put Riley in a bad situation a lot of times, and so and I haven't been exploiting his strengths. So I need to do a better job of putting Riley and Brandon in better situations.
Going back to that fake punt, so you basically tried to give them the look that they wanted to, you thought they wanted to run the fake?
Yeah, it's just a bait and play, exactly. Yeah, you show six box, and then you have two more sets of eyes on the backfield. Yep.
With all the injuries on the starting offense, starting defense, I would imagine that trickles down to special teams. Do you have to go in relatively blind into who might play? And how do you kind of adjust to that?
That's a great question. For the most part, by Wednesday, Thursday, you know who's going to be active. 99% of the 99% of the team, of the 46, you know who's going to be there. There are a couple guys at the end of the week who maybe we're waiting to see if they're going to be cleared or not, if they're questionable, and then we make adjustments like that. But that's life for a special teams coach. We're always waiting to see at the last minute who we're going to have up, on game day, and we roll with it. And, we're fortunate here. We got guys who are ready to step up and take the responsibility and roll. So good situation to be in.
Well, on their side, with all the injuries they have and they lose their return, does that kind of change your approach?
Brandon, I tell you what, watching film on Dwayne Harris, who I think is an excellent returner, strong runner, tough, fearless guy, that gets you prepared to play against a lot of people. So they're gonna reload. That Tom Quinn's a great special teams coach. He's gonna have those guys fired up and ready to come in here and play their best game. So we'll be ready to roll for whoever they have back there. We got to be ready to roll. That's it. Yeah.
Did you properly inform that referee on where the hands were?
I sure did try, didn't I?
Yeah.
I don't know if he listened to me at all, but
yeah.
I gave it a shot.
Still out there on
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else? All right.
Thanks you guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.